This is WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line, live from the 2018 Clinton County Fair. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got a whole host of guests with us this morning. We appreciate you tuning in and checking it out. I want to thank our sponsors first, though. Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Wealthy Works for You, Encompass Inc., community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. As I said, I'm Kevin Keith, and I've got Skip Davis here with me this morning, and also Jamie Blacker. Jamie's the president of the Clinton County Fair Council, and Skip, the PR person for the fair. We had the parade yesterday, Jamie. It was we really had some good weather to start that out with, so that was well participated.
Yes, we did. I thought the parade went really well. Nancy Elsie on our committee puts that together, and outstanding parade, a great amount of entries, and I had several people tell me that sat downtown and watched the parade. They just thought it was one of the better ones they've seen in a long time.
So we know that the demo derby was last night, and everybody was out here kind of late after that, getting things ready for the first official weekday kicking things off. You said a pretty good turnout, though, last night.
Yes, we had the grandstands was full last night, and it's been a long time since we've had that. And also the participants that came, I think it was right around 50 cars. We were expecting maybe a few more, but 50 is a great number. They're growing that event again. We have a tremendous amount of people to help put that on. Demolition Derby on. It's just not the event. It's before and after. Had a great amount of people here last night preparing the facility for harness racing today that we'll be talking about here in a little bit to get all that going. But we really appreciate the community that came out and just drove last night and filled that grandstands, and the down through the middle, the food areas was just packed with people. And I think the weather had to play a part in that, but things are changing around here, and the Clinton County Fair is looking to be on the way up.
I agree with that. I think you guys are pointed in the right direction. Now, there was a couple people asking about rides last night. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's a good question. With the way the Clinton County Fair fell this year, starting on the second Sunday, which would be in the 8th, as we call it, that kind of affected the ride person we had. So they were booked out through another festival through Saturday night. So they left that festival at midnight, and then they had all day yesterday, and worked through 3 o'clock this morning, I believe he said, and they're ready to go. Once we get the state fire marshal in here, inspect the ride, they'll be up and running this afternoon. So that was a one-year deal. We've already have it planned with them next year that they'll be back in on Friday for Saturday night and running again, because the fair will be starting around the 14th next year, the way it hits on the calendar on the second Sunday. So it was a one-year deal. Some people were upset the rides weren't going, but to get that group in here, we had to amend it a little bit, because with all the different county fairs going on, there's different levels of ride. And we really like this company we have, Huseman. You'll hear about them later in the week when they're on the radio with you. But we want them here. They're great people to work with. They offer outstanding, safe rides. And we just didn't want to go with somebody else. We chose to give up a night and keep them here. And actually, we're not really giving up a night, because we're going all the way through next Sunday night, which we've never done before. So that's a little different. I mean, I know it wasn't on the front end, but we've got the back end of the fair packed with rides.
And next year won't be an issue either, then. So what are we looking at today? I mean, we come out here at 7 o'clock, a little after 7 o'clock. There's already things going on. What's some of the activities going on at this hour?
Well, right now, the poultry show for the 4-H has already started in the poultry barn. That's clear on the east end of the livestock area, and that will be going on for several hours this morning. Then 2 o'clock, one of the bigger shows of the day will be the sheep show in the livestock arena, and that will go through early evening. And I talked to the 4-H people that are in charge of the sheep show, and they have a great number of lambs here this year, so that's going to be a big show. Also tonight, 6 p.m. in the Horse and Pony Arena, there'll be the Horse and Pony Contesting Show, and that's just to the west of us a little bit by the Antique Factor area. And they've had events going on for several days, and we really haven't talked about that. But the fair kind of starts ahead of the fair. From Friday on, we've had all kinds of 4-H shows and 4-H horse and pony shows, and have great amount of people been attending that. Yesterday we had the horse pulls, which we started last year, and you see those bleachers behind us, those were full, and we're really growing that event. And the person, George Biddle from Kirkland, that's putting that on for us, he was really excited. Amount of people came and watched that, and they had a lot of horses coming from a lot of different areas. I'm not sure the number on that, but I saw probably over 20 over there, and that was then it lasted for a couple hours. So we're excited about that. But our biggest thing today, and this is our theme for the day, is harness racing. This is race day. We're going to hear from some people with that, with our group. The track is ready. We finished up the demo derby late last night. If my voice sounds a little tired, it was. I had a lot of our board here later than me. What people don't understand, we have a bridge over our really nice track that we have that we have to take up and down. So the semis pulling in for the truck and tractor pull or for the derby doesn't affect that track. So I really appreciate those guys putting the effort in to get that track ready. And then they've been watering all night. That track has to be a certain the way they want it for those horses to go. And those guys are probably napping right now, but you'll be here seeing them out there in a little bit.
We've got Skip Davis, too, with us today. Skip, is there anything that we need to know? What's the time that we're wanting people to start showing up this afternoon out here?
Why wait till this afternoon? Come on out this morning. There are plenty of shows going on. Of course, a lot of preparation, but there are shows going on. And the interesting thing about 4-H is it's young people learning to work with animals. I ran into a gentleman and his young daughter, yesterday afternoon. They were coming out here to look at animals, see what they wanted to do next year in 4-H, because the youngster was involved in many 4-H this year and wanted to expand. So I met them at the front gate. They couldn't get through, so I sent them down the backside, and they came back here, and I'm sure they got their eyes full. I said, talk to some people. Ask them to tell you about it. And I talked to the youngster just briefly and said that you'll learn how the animals act. You'll know how to handle them because of the way they act, and you'll get along with them very well. They're scary at first, but long-term, you tame them down, they'll tame down to you, and you'll increase in capacity to them. But that was just one experience yesterday. So 4-H is the key to this whole morning. And except, you know, the carnivals are nice. They make our money. They make it possible for us to have these facilities. The grandstands events, they make them possible for us to have these facilities. And someday down the road, maybe different facilities. But it's a unified process. And a lot of the people I saw yesterday afternoon, especially after the parade, we called it Family Day. And I saw family after family come in the main gate and walk through the grounds. They were coming, they were all over the place. And they were walking out with big, broad smiles on their face. So it was worth a day. It really was.
So we'll be talking to some horse racing representatives, the president of the Indiana State Standard Breed Association, a little later on. And as Jamie was saying, it's all about horse racing today. Tell us a little bit about what they do have to get that track ready.
I have no idea. That's not my expertise, believe me. But I will tell you this. Harness racing, I know two things about it, pacers and trotters. Pacers, straighten me out if I'm wrong on this. Pacers are where the right legs go one direction and the left legs go the other. They don't alternate. They don't do like we do walking.
Okay.
And you can tell a difference when they get out there because, I mean, these are beautiful animals. Some of them are very expensive animals. And we've had some records broken already last week, I think, here. And I would expect more records today because the track, from what I could see a little while ago, is in excellent condition. And it's a free gate. So if you don't know anything about harness racing, don't worry about it. It's not going to cost you anything to learn.
Very good. So that'll be what time does that start this afternoon?
It'll start at 6 o'clock. Yeah, we're expecting a good crowd to watch that. And you don't have to sit in the grandstands. You know, it's a half-mile track, and there's a fence all the way around. You can pull up your car, your tailgate of your truck, and you can sit there and watch a really good event.
And so that again is free of charge, and we're having another one. Is that tomorrow? Is that
that's correct? Tomorrow evening we'll have another free of charge. You can't beat that. So
Skip, anything else you want to throw our way before we grab Jack?
I'm looking at the sky and remembering last year at this time. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. We were calling with the updates as well. All right, well, if you want to, we'll switch chairs then. We'll let Jack roll over here. I want to thank our sponsors again. Yeah, Nancy's going to join us too, Nancy Elsey. Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan is able to help us out, get this broadcast rolling for you this week, along with our regular Party Line sponsors. Nancy Elsey, it's been a couple months since I've seen you, but you always said that this is the best horse racing track in the state of Indiana. And then we get the president in here this morning, and I asked him the same question, and he said, yes, it is. Jack, good morning to you. Tell us a little bit about why you think this is the best track in the state of Indiana. This is a nice little gem for Clinton County.
Well, first off, it's centrally located, close to the racetrack. So you're like 50 miles away from Anderson, where we race for the big money. And they put a lot of money and effort in redoing this track and the drainage, and it's right now probably the best super fast racetrack in the state. You want to see really good harness racing, this track is where you want to watch them.
This will be, again, free of charge. We can't say that enough. So what are we looking at? What do they do overnight when they get these tracks ready? Is it, Nancy, are you better to talk about that, or? Okay.
We pour water on it. We have two big trucks that the ISA, or the State Fair Commission, has purchased for us, two water trucks, and they wet those tracks down. I don't know how many thousand gallons they pour on it, but like Jamie said, they were pouring water all night. And then our race secretary is Pam Royer, and she and her other people are out there, and they're dragging that track constantly to keep it, to work that water down into it and to get it ready for these races. And I'll tell you, there is nothing, I mean, for the Derby, and I sit out here for the tractor pulls and things, there is nothing that compares to watching 8 or 10 horses come down that track as quiet, and then all of a sudden, here they come, and those feet going, and it's fantastic. And I'm a horse enthusiast, yeah. But it is one fantastic thing to watch. But that takes a lot of prep. So, and we're fortunate that we've gotten some grants and been able to get this track to begin with. You know, I can remember the years, and Jack can too, because I've known him for 50 years. And this was a clay track. And a lot of times you couldn't run, because it would be, we'd have a flood, a rain, and you'd have to work and work and work to try and dry it up. But it's just a total change here. And last year, you know, we, besides the monsoon rains we had, but we dedicated this track to Doc McLean. There was a long time race enthusiast out here. So, and he planted trees and he did all sorts of things out here. So it's just a fantastic place to come.
I've never seen any horse racing at all. I'm going to try to make it over. I've got to be over at the Howard County Fair tonight for another obligation for another radio station. But I'm going to try to make it tomorrow night. But it's something that it kind of seems exciting to me, because I always watch the Derby on TV and stuff. But that's the only exposure I've ever had. So it is really a unique opportunity to come out and see something in your own backyard.
Yeah, these horses that are racing here tonight are very valuable animals. We started in the fall. As yearlings, and we break them and train them all winter long in the cold. And I mean, it's a long process to get them to this point. But the money that we race for, I can remember racing right out here at Frankfort 20 years ago for $500. And now every race goes for $3,000. And then you get to go to the, if you get enough points, you get to go to the state fair. And then there's a $25,000 purse down to the state fair. And it's just like the 4-H. You know, you work at your local county fairs to get points, to hopefully get to the state fair, to be on the big screen, you know, be down there in the big time. And it's what we're all working for. We want our animals to make it to the finals. We have a consolation. We have 3 days of racing at Indianapolis at the state fair this year. And all these horses, not all of them, a majority of these horses are racing right here tonight, and tomorrow night we'll be down at the Indiana State Fair racing in the finals for the big Monday. So, yeah, it's exciting to hear, like Nancy said, to hear those horses coming down that stretch. And, you know, the crowd gets enthused, and you know, everybody picks a winner, and hopefully your horse is the one that wins.
I know that we had some racing earlier this year, and is there any hope that we could get some of those bigger events during the non-fair season here in Clinton County?
Well, we have a limited amount of money that we can divvy out. We have 11 fairs that we race at, and so that money, we have about 22 racing opportunities in the first go-around at the fairs, and then we have a fall circuit that we will come back to Clinton County in the fall, and we will race again here. That money is scattered out between all the fairs, so we've got it down to where we're racing it two or three times at every one of the fairs that we race at. So,
are there other events throughout the year?
Oh yeah, we race year round.
I thought we had a couple back in February or something.
Yeah, we race year round. You know, the county fair is kind of like our minor league circuit, and then hopefully to get to the racetrack, because, you know, at the racetrack, the invitational races go for $21,000 every week. And, you know, there's a lot of money to be made if you can get to the racetrack and the horses perform well. It's tough there, but this is kind of like going to school at the county fairs. You teach them how to race and, you know, work them into it, and then hopefully go to the major league.
So what can we look for? Is there anything we can do that we're not doing now as a fair council to continue to improve, or we just maintain what we got?
Well, you know, communication is the key. There's the State Fair Grant Board, and then we have the ISA, the Indiana Standardbred Association, has a grant board too. And we award grants every year, and you try to give money away, and people don't want to take it. So,
you'll take it.
You know, there's you need an active fair board, and you have one now. You have a really good fair board. They're working their tails off to bring this back up to what it used to be 25 years ago, 30 years ago. We raced here for a whole week, and you would chip from fair to fair. Every week you'd go to a different fair. So, you know, then, you know, things kind of dried up. The carnivals had problems, you know, and you know, a fair needs a good carnival. I noticed the rides when I came in tonight, or this morning, rather. When I came in this morning, I noticed those rides, and I thought, you guys are on the right track, because you need rides to bring the people in and then show them the fair once they get in here. So,
you know, not all county fairs have rides anymore.
I live in Fulton County, and our county fair has bouncer houses. So, I mean, our midway is absolutely dead. Here, it looks like you're on the right track. You're moving forward. I think in a couple of years, this is going to probably rival the other big fairs in the state, which is Elkhart County and Indiana State Fair. So, hey, hats off to you. I'm proud of you.
How often? Well, thank you. I think Nancy and all the crews worked real hard. I know we've been talking about it for at least the last year when we had we'll just say that the fair council wasn't in as good a shape as it was as it is now, as it was a couple years ago. So you mentioned grants. Is that things that come throughout the year, or is that something that is a one-time shot for these racing facilities?
Both the state fair grants and the ISA grants are one-time-a-year grant, and we ask the people just to give us a wish list of what they want. And then we go through the grant list, and, you know, we have 11 fairs, so there's a few fairs that doesn't turn in any grants. So what we try to do is see what we can help you with, and, you know, speakers or tractors or, you know, water wagons. We bought two water wagons for here. The $15,000 track Harry that's out on the track that gets the condition of the racetrack, we bought that for you. Those kind of things is things we can help with. The big grants come from the state fair, and you know, they have about $800,000 that they have a hard time giving away. So,
yeah. We've done now we got the big one for the track, to make the track. But we've also gotten another one to refurbish one of the barns. We're looking at how we can either build new barns or refurbish what we have. And that's just an expense that we don't have to absorb in our county. And so one thing I wanted to mention, and I think we kind of skipped over it, was we don't charge any gate here. Come, I mean, you can come and drive in, park anywhere on the grounds, but we're allowing you to park. There's plenty of parking. They used to, I know several years ago, they charged $1 per person to come in. We don't do that. We just decided this is your fair. This is our fairground. This is the county. And so, but I remember years ago when that grandstand was absolutely packed full. And I just was talking to Jack's wife, Jerry, who's a friend of mine, and she was talking about some smaller grants that we can look at to get it, build enthusiasm. And so I'm going to be working with them a little stronger just so we can get some things going, like stuff that you can give away at the fair, and we can't have paramutual here. I wish we could, but we can't. They're allowed at state fair, so I guess we can't. But there are things that you can do to bring people in. And in fact, if you come down tomorrow, if you're here at 6, we'll get you in the car, the car with the gates on it. You can see what it's like to be on that track and those horses coming at you. It is a whale of a perspective. And I've done it twice, and I may do it again.
Where are we staying with the actual grandstands, getting them refurbished? I know we've had a lot of talk on that. Boy, that's not as cheap as you'd think.
We're working, our county commissioners, I have to give them credit. They really, Jamie and our council have really worked with them, and they have seen the value of this ground, and that we haven't put a lot of money into the ground for years, but they have really helped us considerably. Our inside of our 4-H building has been totally redone. We have a new sound system in there and a new screen that comes down automatically. That's all been funded by them. We're working with them on the grandstands. We know we have a very solid grandstand. In fact, I think that one of the biggest grandstand builders came over here and took a look at it and said, this thing, you could use it for a tornado shelter. As I said, the tornadoes come from the west, and I'm not going to stand underneath that thing. But we're looking at refurbishing all of that and hopefully be able to get it done this fall. It needs painting. It needs to have some handicapped accessibility type things, but it's been a good grandstand for darn near 50 years, and so it just needs some work. But we're working very closely with the commissioners on how to get funding for that. Our hospital has said they will help us with it. And we have this wonderful group of people that have volunteered to step up and lead a foundation for the fairgrounds, and you'll hear more about that later on. I'm not volunteering for that, but we've got to get some more enthusiasm. We have a lot of work to do back here in the 4-H area, and our 4-H council and 4-H families are helping with that. And there's a lot to do when things go, it's out there and it's only once a week. Well, that's not, or once a year. That's not true, because these grounds are used all the time. All the time. So
additional income for the Fair Council?
Yes. I think our 4-H building, where all of our 4-H exhibits are, that's used every weekend. There's something in there every weekend. It's not 4-H related. It is a party. There's just all sorts of meetings that go on, and that's why we took the time to redo that first, because it's our biggest thing.
I think we had our volunteer fair out there a couple months ago.
Yes, and I don't think we didn't have all the sound system and everything in there yet. So, but one of the things that we also did with a grant from the ISA was we have a new sound system that we use strictly for the harness races, and it ties into all the way around the track. And it used to be you couldn't hear anything back there at the horse barn. They didn't know when they were supposed to be racing. Now they got no excuse to get on the track, guys. So, but it's just, to watch the harness racing is just really thrilling. Even my 14-year-old grandson did something else It does, but he loves the horses.
You got a 14-year-old interested. You're doing something right.
Oh, yeah. He's a very enthusiastic kid. And my granddaughter comes out here. She'll be out here for harness racing tonight. And so this is just a cool thing to do.
Well, Nancy, we appreciate your time. We're going to take a break, and I'll probably keep you guys and talk with you a little bit more on the back end, all right? All right. I want to thank our sponsors, especially Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan, helping us present Party Line here at the fair. Wealthy Custom Exteriors, also one of our fine sponsors. Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We'll come back with more Party Line from the Clinton County 2018 Fairgrounds.